Hello, and welcome to the Cassandra Lyons Inspirational Podcast. I am your host, Cassandra Lyons, and it is my greatest pleasure to share with you inspirational and high vibrational content that will allow you to connect deeper within, to fully trust your inner knowing, and live the life that lights you up and that you love with greater ease, joy, and fun. And so it is. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back. I'm so glad that you are here, and thank you for showing up. Thank you for your support and for taking a moment to pause and just hear my perspectives. I actually would like to speak about perspectives today. I've been just kind of allowing all the different inspirations and ideas, tools and tips, and all kinds of information that I want to share with you over however long I do this. Just wondering what would feel like the best next step to share with you. And as I'm speaking, I'm realizing I want to share about perspectives today and really kind of diving into understanding our own perspectives, like the value in our own perspectives, and how we can and how you can better stand in your light, in your love, and just shine. And so before we begin, something I was thinking about that might be kind of nice is to just go ahead and put your hands on your heart. Let's just do that for a moment here. And close your eyes if you are able to. Now, if you're driving, you know, this is something maybe you want to do at a different time. You could maybe put one hand on your heart, but let's keep both hands on the wheel if you're driving. But right now, if you are in a space to do so, just close your eyes, put your hands on your heart. And I want you to just notice your breath. Maybe take a nice deep breath in and let it out. Let's just reconnect here into this present moment through our breath. Let's take another nice deep breath in through the nose and let it out. Feeling yourself, any energy that you've scattered out into the universe, just allowing that energy to come back into your body. Our days can get to be very outward focused. It's good to come back and reconnect. Come back and reconnect into your breath, into your body, into your awareness. And let's just do one more beautiful healing breath in through the nose. And let it out. Just kind of let your arms down and shake them out a little bit. Just let your, shake out your hands, your fingers, you know, maybe wiggle your toes a little bit. Get really comfy. See if you can get yourself a little bit more comfortable. And as you are just listening to what I have to share with you today, I want you to think about how it makes you feel. Because so often we can hear something of what someone else is saying and we can either shut down or it piques our interest and we open up. And so today I just want you to notice, how does this make you feel? When I'm speaking about these things today. So just setting that in the awareness as we're moving forward today. So one of the things that I wanted to share was something for me that has been, over the years, has been very difficult. And I know from kind of where some of these things have come from for me, some I don't entirely know. But I've found that, especially with women, very strong women, women who have a very clear focus, that have a very strong voice, that have a very strong opinion and perspective, I've tended to go quiet in that moment. So I felt that I wasn't standing in my light in that moment. I would dim my light. Maybe you've heard people talking about that, where you kind of just shrink into the shadows. And part of that for me was that I was afraid to speak what felt true to me and what felt like made sense to me, for the fear of them getting really angry or an argument. And that was just not, that's just not my personality. My personality is very much that I care about all people and I want all people to feel well. I want all people to be in their space of love and light. And so whenever I would encounter a situation where what I perceive to be a very strong woman with a very strong opinion or perspective would share something that she deemed as truth for her, I may start to speak because there's that inner fire, that inner knowing, that inner inspiration that just wants to share in the experience with someone, to be in that space of how can I, add to this conversation. And if I did, and if I experienced anything that felt like someone coming back at me, so that was the experience or the feeling that I had, I would kind of just close down. And, with all the experiences that I've had over the years, this has been not a new thing for me. This has been something I've encountered a lot of really amazing, strong people in my life. But my journey has been to how can I also share from the standpoint of not trying to convince somebody else or not trying to persuade somebody else, not trying to change them, not try to, do anything other than just share my voice. And so this has been my journey of how can I stand in my light? How can I share to add value? But also, from that space of sharing a perspective, sharing something that for me felt important, and that I thought that if it was something that resonated, they could take it with them. And if it didn't, that was not a big deal. But it was such a fear of mine of standing in that space of sharing and being in that interactive space with somebody, for the fear of them leaving, for the fear of them getting upset, etc. So it really became this conscious awareness of when I would notice myself trying to shrink into that space of going into the shadows, going playing small, that I would be like, oh, I'm uncomfortable. Like, this doesn't make me feel comfortable at all. I really just want to share. But then it came when I would try to share, I was sharing from a place of fear. I was sharing from a place of worry. And it usually would come out kind of funny. And then the interaction was not authentically beautiful, or it wasn't a very comfortable conversation. And it might have even been that then it wasn't received really well either, because I vibrationally was in a place of fear and worry. And we'll talk more about vibration. And I'm sure a lot of you also know about vibration and energy, as well. But the belief that I have is everything is energy, including how we feel and what we think about and what we put into the world is our vibration of where we're focusing. So there was some point, and I honestly can't remember what the moment was or what happened where I had this aha. But it just dawned on me one day where I thought, wait a second. Every single person in this world is just sharing their perspective. My very first coaching training that I did through the Meta Institute here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Actually, it was in Edina, Minnesota, but it was here in Minnesota. We learned about how people perceive information and therefore how they take action in the world. And there was this big poster, and we called it the head because there was just a side view of a outline of a head. And inside the head, there was beliefs and values and past experiences. Outside of us, it was like you were seeing an experience. You were having an experience. You were seeing something, and therefore you were taking in information, whether that's visually, kinesthetically, auditory, like hearing it, tasting it, smelling it. So you're taking in this information, but all the information that you take in goes through our entire being. And it goes through our filters that we have in there that are our beliefs. So our beliefs are either limiting us or they're taking us forward. So they're in alignment with us or they're not. And we can talk more about that too, because that's a really powerful thing to understand is are your beliefs in alignment with the truth of who you are, or are they holding you back? So this information comes in and you filter it through. And so it's going through maybe past experiences that you've had that feel familiar. So you're lumping them into a particular, you know, I think we talked about in the first one where you plant a seed. Maybe there's the first seed that was planted. Now, anything that feels familiar, seems familiar, appears familiar, you bring it in and you add it to that seed. You nurture that seed. And that seed can either be a weed, which, yes, I love weeds, and that's where it's beneficial, or it can be of a flower and blooming into something really beautiful. But that very first seed is really important. And so anything you take in through your senses gets added to that particular seed, becomes a plant, and now it becomes this either really thorny bush or this really beautiful flower. And so in that moment that you are taking in that information, you're getting an opportunity to just kind of filter it through. But so often we don't realize that we're doing this. It's such a split second thing. And these are neural grooves in the brain. Literally, you have grooves in your brain that you are through habit of thought, through what you're perceiving, and then therefore you're believing, you're actually creating these neural grooves in the brain. And so when you take in this information, you're actually creating a perspective for then how you are going to interact in the world, what you're going to communicate to the world, what you're believing to be true. So really, when it came down to it, I was thinking every single person in this world has a perspective. Therefore, it's based on their own past and their present and what they deem true. So therefore, anytime I'm interacting with another person, whether or not they are someone who are a doctor, someone who has, you know, lots and lots of information on a particular subject, they may have the factual information, they may have their own experience with it. But ultimately, when I am connected within to my own inner being, my own inner knowing, and I've developed a relationship with my inner being, and this inner being, the way I look at it is, it's like whatever you want to call it, whether it's God or Buddha, Jesus, Spirit, Allah, whatever the words that you want to use, source energy. When you are connected within and you are intentionally closing the gap between you and that inner being, you are standing in a space of having your own inner guidance. It's like as if you have access to the bird's eye view. And so there is not one person who has the truth. There's not one person who has the truth in any situation. It is what is true for you. And this realization, and I will go more into this later too, because it takes a little bit to let this land. But it became such an aha for me and such an empowerment. Speaking of going back to last week, talking about empowerment, this was another aspect of how I was able to stand in my power, is to realize that when anyone is sharing, they're sharing from their perspective. And so it gave me an opportunity to go, what is my perspective? And it gave me a moment to be more present in the moment so that I could really listen. I wasn't trying to, there was no sense of, no matter what, where they were, I can't control what someone else is choosing to feel or believe or think or feel, but I can work with my own inner emotions and feelings. And therefore, it brought me into the space of I can be more present with somebody. I can truly listen because I'm not trying to compete. I'm not trying to change anyone's perspective. I'm not trying to force my perspective on anyone. I'm not trying to feel like, you know, doubt my own based on what someone else is saying. Now, granted, if someone has got a very strong point, you will take that information in. But if you have that strong connection within to your inner being, you're able to process that information from the bird's eye view. You're able to see it as, okay, what am I feeling? What am I noticing? How does this information make me feel? Going back to the telegram and the rider on the horse. Okay, so you're now having this interaction with somebody, someone sharing their perspective. Maybe the perspective isn't resonating for you, but now let's say instead of making them wrong or making them right, think in terms of how does this make me feel? Does it bring me into that space of joy or does it bring me into that space of the compost? Does it feel like I go into the compost? Does it feel like I go into that space of feeling good or not feeling good? And so when you're able to understand better how you're feeling in that moment, then you kind of can process through it a little bit without getting too much caught up in the stories. You know, trying to make somebody else wrong so that you can justify how you're feeling. It gives you the opportunity to go, every single person in this world is operating out of their own perspectives. And our perspectives, no one person, no two people on this earth are going to have the same perspectives. You might have like perspectives, but no two people have had the exact same interactions, the exact same experiences, the exact same knowledge, the exact same awarenesses, how they're interacting in the world. Every single person in this world is different. But how beautiful if we're able to really start connecting to our own inner knowing, which means taking time to go quiet, create some space to so that you can either reconnect back to your breath, you know, whether that's through yoga or meditation, prayer, you know, whether it's through dancing, walking in nature, creating the space. Like envision if you are like, you know, a wound up ball, like a mess, like a yarn, you know, and you have it all just like one big messy ball. And now you untangle that and you just lay it out nicely so you can see where everything is. There's a sense of there's space in between the yarn now that you can see. There's not this knotted up mess. There's things aren't all, you know, jumbled and everything. You're able to see the space in between. And sometimes out of that space in between, you feel a sense of like ease and relaxation. You feel yourself kind of being in that open, receptive place. You may hear, you know, imagine like if you're having an interaction with somebody and someone says something and you're coming to them like that big jumbled up mess of yarn, they're going to be saying something to you, but you're going to be reacting from a place of being jumbled, of not being connected to your own inner knowing, from that space of just like, I receive you, I can hear you, what you're saying. Therefore, I don't have to try to protect myself from you. I don't have to try to, you know, try to decipher. It's so much clearer because you're in a space of clearness. You're in a space of being able to have the bird's eye view so that you can maybe hear them more clearly. Not that you have to agree, but you're not also having to make that what they're saying wrong. You can just say, how does this make me feel now? From where, if I'm in a space now where I'm like, that yarn is all nice and neat and you can have space in between and I'm hearing somebody, now how am I feeling when someone's speaking to me? You might be able to say, wow, you know, maybe they're having a really tough day today. And where they're speaking from, are they speaking from their heart? No, they're not. So you can have compassion. And then you have this opportunity to also see like, wow, someone's really speaking from their heart. And because I'm in that space, I can receive it and I can really hear it. How amazing is that interaction then? So it's all about yourself. Where are you? Are you that jumbled up ball of yarn, or are you unwound? Are you relaxed? Are you unwound into this present moment? Are you taking time to connect within? And in that moment, you're better able to take from that interaction something that feels like it lines up with your heart and your soul and makes sense to you and it feels good to you, or you can let it go. And there's no need for stories. There's no need to make it right or wrong. It's just, is this information that is bringing me closer to joy or closer to the compost? And so it is such an incredibly powerful moment to realize when you have your own perspectives. You have your own perspectives. And now let's just talk for just a minute about how does that feel when you are thinking about your perspectives? Do your perspectives line up with your heart? Or are they in a space of reactionary? And so that's something we'll talk about more down the road. But for today, I just want to leave it there. Leave it in this space of your perspective matters. And no matter what anyone else is saying or feeling or believing, it doesn't really matter. What matters is how you feel and how you take time to get connected within, so that you can be present with people, so you can be sharing your voice, and you can allow other people to share their voice. This is how we can start to really stand in that space of communicating with each other from our heart, to really hear one another. And we don't always have to agree, because life isn't just about agreeing. But it is really beautiful when you can stand in that space of feeling confident in yourself, in your voice, in your value that you have. And because you are alive, it is your birthright to have a perspective. It's your birthright to be able to share your voice. It's your birthright to be able to shine your light and stand in that space, not from a place of power over others, but from a place of truly being empowered. So I'm so glad that you joined me today. I'm so looking forward to all these amazing upcoming episodes that I want to be sharing with you. And thank you for being with me on this journey. This has been something that I've been so excited and so afraid of at the same time. But as I have grown and continued to, you know, put into practice these things that have really been helping me, and just continuing to take those next steps, it landed me here. in doing this podcast with you. So thank you. And please feel free to share this podcast with anyone you think could really benefit from this today. And please feel free to reach out to me too. You can also find me. I'm still learning about all these podcasts, how they all work and all these different platforms. And so right now I don't have a website yet, but you can find me on Facebook at The Luminary Soul, S-O-L, so Luminary Soul. You can also find me at Cassandra Lyons_, whatever you want to call that, Cassandra Lyons_, on Instagram. So thank you again so much for being here. May you have a beautiful rest of your day. Put your hands on your heart and just really lean into your voice, your message, what you want to share, and just start sharing. And remember, it's all important. It's all a part of who you are. And thank you again. So much love to you. Have a beautiful day.